Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women Award Global Ministries. And I just thank and praise God tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for tonight. I just kind of got a little confused on the night, you know, and I ain't giving the devil no credit, but that's all right. He thought he had me, but God let me know that I hadn't scheduled my show. I tried to schedule the show on Tuesday night, and something went wrong, and I said, well, I got time to schedule it, and I didn't schedule it. And just a few minutes ago, I skipped the show. So I just thank and praise God for an opportunity tonight, and I thank God for allowing me to get it done as quickly as possible. So I'm going to just forsake all that. I'm going to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. I'm going to read the scripture and pray, and we're going to open it up. Tonight I will be reading from Psalms 135. I think I had chosen. Psalms 135. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. He maketh lightning from the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasure. Who smote the firstborn of the Egypt, both man and beast? Who sent tokens and wanderers into the midst of them, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, upon all his servants? Who spoke great nations and slew mighty kings? I have just read you from Psalms 135, from the first verse through the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come now, Lord. I just need to calm down, Lord, and just rest in you right now. In the name of Jesus, we come just repenting, contenting tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. We repent right now. We ask you to cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now, we first of all come asking you to change the atmosphere. Lord, we ask you right now to change the atmosphere in this place. Change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. I ask you right now to send your anointing right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing in this place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shift the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man on tonight. I bind up every attack that was toward this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you on tonight. I thank you tonight, Lord. I give you praise tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost can decrease, increase, and minister to your people. The Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people on tonight. Father, I just thank you right now for everything that you're doing. Lord, I ask you to weigh on everybody's heart. I ask you to send the anointing out in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing over this radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to send fire so they can feel it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send fire so they can feel the anointing of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you, dear Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give you glory on tonight. We just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. I hope everyone can hear me okay. I just thank and praise God on tonight for just reminding me. I was on with my daughter, and for some reason she needed to get off, and then I got ready to call into the broadcast, and it said I hadn't scheduled it, so I had to jump on there in about 3 minutes and get it done. And I'm not a person that really forgets stuff that easily, but I did. So I thank and praise God on tonight for everything that he's done. Just 1 second. I thank and praise God for everything that he's done on tonight. He is such a good God. He's an awesome God. You know, it's in times like these, we need to pray. In times like this, we need to stay before God all the time. We need to stay before the Lord all the time. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be before God. Now, like I said, you know, I had a lot of distractions before I came on here, but I've been praying in my spirit all day. I've just been praying because I know we need God time like this. We need him for every situation and every circumstance. We need to make decrees and declare it on this day, or we need to do it every day, but on this day, we need to make decrees and declare it every day we can. God is so good, he and his mercy endures forever. God is a great God. And I feel like what got us into a lot of this stuff, because he wasn't getting our attention like he should have. But now he's getting our attention. And I thank God for it on today that we could hear him good now. But we need a lot of clarity in what we do. We need a lot of clarity in how we do it. So a lot of when things come like this, we need to see God. Seek God, what you want us to do, God. Which way, how you want us to do this. And in order for you to tell God something like this, you're going to have to get in his face. You're going to have to go before him. You're going to have to do a whole lot, because I'm telling you, when it's involving God, he's a jealous God. He don't want nothing getting in the way. When I say nothing, I mean nothing getting in the way of what he's doing. So he's going to want our undivided attention. He's going to want us to come to him and pray more and do more things, read the word more. We need to be out here now telling people to repent, because that's how John the Baptist did it. And he didn't care what he did. He didn't care what he ate. He didn't care what he had on. He didn't care where he was. He did it for God. He did it because God commanded him to. And this is what we got to do. It's going to be a revival in the land. It's going to be a revival in the land. So I'm telling, we got to do what we got to do. I just thank and praise God. I really do. I thank and praise him for all that he does, because God has done so much for you, me, and everybody else. But in I'm going to tell you, I guess maybe in 40 days, I'd say 40, 50 days, this thing, we're going to be good with it. But we still got to, you know, we still got to be cautious, stay before God, and keep ourselves covered under the blood of Jesus. That's why we still here, because God covered us. He covered us under the blood. We had blood on our doorpost. We put the blood on the doorpost. That's why God and he covered us, and nothing has happened, because we're the children of God. God, I'm just so grateful tonight. I'm I'm telling you, I'm grateful tonight. I'm trying to get it together so I can play something for the broadcast, but it's like I have so many things to say. But I'm going to just testify, and if anyone have a testimony, anybody feel like testifying, you could do so. But I'm going to testify now how good God is, because we still here. He woke you up this morning. He woke me up and gave me a mind to pray. I thank God for that. I thank God every day. And we have to repent every day. Repent, because it's so close to him for him to come back. We don't know what he's going to do next. Heart and mind connected. So I try to repent every day. But when I get up in the morning, sometimes I don't feel like getting up. If God wake me up, I'm going to roll out that bed with my war clothes on, and I'm going to pray. And I just thank and praise God. But I haven't worked in so many weeks and everything, and God just keep blessing us. He keep feeding us. He keep clothing us. He keep covering us, you know, and I just thank God for that. He don't have to do anything. I could be standing getting food just like everybody else, a whole lot of other people. And I'm nothing shame about it, because I've done it too many times, gotten food. So with me, I just thank and praise God. We have to learn how to live however we can, how God provides for us, because he's our provider. So, I'm so grateful to God on tonight. I'm grateful that I've witnessed to so many other people, and God bless them. I witnessed this week to a couple of young ladies, and they got on the broadcast on tonight. And I thank and praise God for that, you know, because in Detroit there's so many people with that virus and stuff. And I just thank God that God covered me and my husband. I thank him tonight for that. So, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and I don't want to take up too much of the time, but if anybody have a testimony, a praise report, a word from the Lord, whatever, this is the time right now. I think you hit *6, so I don't know how you do it, something like that, if you want to testify or whatever you want. Or whatever you want to do. Oh, God. Anyway, it's all right. It's all right. You know, God is good. I'm not waiting for anyone to testify. You know, God is so good. And maybe you don't know how to do the thing, but it's okay, because we come to pray. That's what we come to do. We come to pray. And you may hear this lady say something. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what she's saying, if y'all hear her saying anything. Anyway, I'm going to pray. Is there any prayer request? Is there any prayer request tonight? Amen. Well, I'm asking everybody to pray for all of the people that have that COVID, that virus, everybody to pray for them. Everybody. I'm asking everybody to pray for them. So, and I'm going to pray for them too. Brother Harold, that's on our prayer line, his mother had to go to the hospital, I think Wednesday, and I want everyone to pray for her. I don't know. He says she didn't test positive for the virus, but yeah, she I think they kept her in the hospital. He hasn't gotten back with me, but I've been praying for her, too, because she's a little up in age, and I really didn't want her to get that thing, but we need to pray for her. Okay, y'all, let me try to find some music. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Yes, 1 second. Yeah, so we're gonna be praying for her, and we're gonna be praying for our members on this line, everyone that's on this line. Let's see if you are. Can you all hear this music? Can you all hear the music? Can somebody text me and tell me if you hear the music? Thank you. That's okay. I'm going to cut it off. Anyway, I'm going to start praying because this is the enemy right here. I don't have time for that. I just saw a thing. Don't y'all laugh at me. Y'all got y'all phone on speakerphone. Y'all take it off. Let me sing this song. Okay. Just take y'all phone off. I'm going to sing this song because I got to pray because the enemy is trying to attack me on this prayer line and on my broadcast. I think you have to hit star six or something. I'll find out. I don't really know. So I'll find out how you do it because I haven't been on here in a couple of years. So I'll find out. But I'm finna sing this song and pray. Shine on me. Shine on me. If the lighthouse will shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord, just every known sin, Lord, just cleanse us, wash us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, cleanse every negative thought, cleanse our minds, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you on tonight. I praise you on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we come right now, Lord, giving you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor tonight, Lord. And we just bless your holy name tonight, Lord. And we give you glory and we give you praise tonight, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And we magnify your name, God. And we glorify your name, Lord. We just thank you for doing what you do for us, Lord. We just give you praise, Lord. And we bow down before you on tonight, Lord. Just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory on tonight. We just magnify you, Lord. We just want to love on you a little bit. We just don't come asking you for stuff. We just want to love on you some, Lord. We love you tonight. We praise you tonight. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We just thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise and glory. We magnify you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We adore you on tonight, Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We magnify you, King of kings. We magnify you, Lord of lords. We just give you glory tonight, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. We glorify your name tonight. We just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We just give you glory. Hallelujah. Father, I come tonight. I pray for everybody. I pray for people all over the earth. I pray for them, Lord. I pray you know what they need. I pray for their blessings, Lord. I pray that you protect them, Lord. I pray that you cover them in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to pray for the people with the virus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to cover each one of them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the cure. You are the antidote. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank you on tonight. I give you praise and glory. I thank you tonight, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I'm asking you right now to lay your hand on them, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know right now, Lord, you can lift it, Lord. You are the great physician, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We know you're Jehovah Jireh. You know, we know you are our provider. You called up our city. We know it, Lord. We know you provide us for us. We know that you are our source and our resource, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know it tonight. We know that you, Jehovah Shalom, Lord, you are our peace that passes all understanding. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory tonight. We magnify your name on tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. You, Jehovah Nissi, you are our banner, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are our banner, Lord. In notable quality, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We know that you Elohim. In the name of Jesus, you Elyon, you the God Most High. In the name of Jesus, and you Jehovah El Rona, Lord, you're the God of Most High God, and you are Most High God, Lord, and we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you can heal right now. All you got to do is say the word. All you got to do is look over at them. You send healing to them, Lord. Your healing virtue, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We believe you. We take you at your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to pray for all the nurses and all the doctors all over this land and country, Lord, all over this earth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the ones that's taking chances, Lord, the ones that stand there 2 and 3 days at a time, the one that's putting their life down on the line, Lord, putting their family life on the line, Lord. I ask you to bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, Lord. We know, Lord, that you can keep them covered. We know, Lord, that you can take care of them. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you glory, Lord. I thank you for answering my prayers every time I pray, Lord. in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I ask you on tonight to cover the ones, Lord, and they can't pray for themselves, Lord, the ones that they put on the mask and put them in comas. I'm praying for those, Lord, and all over the land and country. Those, Lord, either Bokuriri, I'm asking you to have mercy. Mercy, Lord. I'm asking you to have mercy. Send mercy to them in the name of Jesus. You say our mercy is new every morning, Lord. And send mercy to them, Lord. And send your grace, Lord. And your grace is in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory tonight. And I give you praise tonight. I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. And I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. And I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord. And I magnify your name on tonight. I glorify your name tonight. I just bless your holy name on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord. I know that in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the ones that's trying to get on the line now, Lord. And I pray for them, Lord. And I bind the enemy up right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up. You have no power. You have no authority over this prayer broadcast. Radio broadcast, you have no power, you have no authority. I bind you up, I cast you out, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you now, and I pray now that you cover the ones that's trying to get on the radio broadcast, Lord. It's 5 or 6 of them texting me and calling me in the name of Jesus. I pray for their families, Lord. I pray for everyone that's on here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to touch right now, Lord. Touch them right where they are, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to do what you do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover their homes in the blood. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to put the blood over that doorpost, Lord. In the no korabatia, that everyone that walks through there be blessed, Lord. And everyone walk out of there be protected, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord, going in. Bless them coming out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against the enemy. The blood of Jesus is against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, no noble city. I ask you to cover their cars, Lord, and whatever they're driving. I ask you to cover it in the blood and cover their children, cover their husband and wives, and cover their grandchildren. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless all of my family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless Apostle Dean, Lord, from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet, and keep him covered under the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover my children, cover my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I ask you tonight to bless Latriviata and her husband and her children. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. I ask you to bless Brother Harold, bless his mother and father, and bless his parents, Lord. Bless his family, his children, and his wife. Bless them. Keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus. I ask you to bless Prophetess Irma in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless her now. Keep her covered right now in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about. I bind the spirit of cancer. I bind that infirmity spirit. I cut that cancer off at the root. I know that by seeking under. In the name of Jesus, you can't stay there. You can't stay there. She belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you on tonight. I bless your name tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Elaine and children and her sons and her grandchildren, her grandbaby. And I ask you to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I pray for Shamitha and I pray for John. In the name of Jesus, I pray for their children. I pray for their I pray for their family. In the name of Jesus, in no kolabasikana, keep their house covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep it covered, Lord. Oh, yadabasikana, just walk through there and cover the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for them, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. I pray for all of my in-laws. I pray for their children and grandchildren. I pray for my sisters and brothers, all of my nieces and nephews, Lord, all of my cousins, Lord. I ask you to have mercy on our family tonight. I pray for little Richard. I pray for Vic Richard. In the name of Jesus, I pray for his family. I pray that his mind be right, in the name of Jesus. And I bind every negative thing, Lord, out of his mind right now, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for Lamar. I pray for his fiance and family. Hallelujah. I keep him. I ask you to keep him covered, in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, just cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord. I pray for Lakelia and Terrence on tonight. I pray for their children and grandchildren and great-grand. In the name of Jesus, I just pray for her, them and their grandchildren. Keep them covered on tonight, Lord. And bless them, Lord, and with whatever they need, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you. And we need you right now, Lord. And we can't make it without you, Lord. And we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we need your light to shine down on us. We need you to shine on us, Lord, and just shine on us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to send angels, and I release angels, Lord, to go before them. In the name of Jesus, I release the angels of the Lord to go before in note of a senator and to make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, and we just thank you tonight, and thank you for doing it tonight, Lord. We give you praise, and we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise tonight, and we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you glory, hallelujah. We praise your name, we praise your name, we praise your name, we praise you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I pray for every state, Lord. I pray for every family in the name of Jesus all over the earth. And I just pray tonight for those in Africa, everywhere, in China, in Japan, in Korea, Hong Kong, everywhere, Lord. Only be stuck out of my city. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. And have mercy, Lord. And have mercy, Lord. And we know this is your Passover week, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, when you had to go all what you went through, dying for our sins, Lord. And we just thank you right now. We 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 thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. I give you glory and I give you praise. I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight, Lord. We don't know what else we can do, Lord. We don't know how to pray for the people, Lord. We need you to pray for them, Lord. I pray for people over behind prison walls, everywhere, Lord, all everywhere, Lord. And I pray for them, Lord. I ask you to cover them and keep them, Lord, and take care of them and feed them, Lord. You know who your people are, Lord. And I pray for them, Lord, those in penal institutions, Lord, those in mental wards, Lord. I pray for them over Nicoba City, in the nursing home, Lord. I ask you to just cover them in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, those that nobody go and see, Lord. And I ask you to let them know that they still loved and that you still with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I ask you right now, let me pray for those that nobody else want to pray for, those that sleeping under bridges, Lord, those that eat not the trash can, Lord. I pray for those that don't have nowhere to go, Lord. Somebody sleeping in their cars, Lord. Somebody sleeping in the train station. Somebody sleeping in the bus station. I ask you right now, Lord, to keep them covered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, that's over in Brazil, the little children that's selling their bodies just to eat, Lord, I ask you to have mercy and feed them, Lord, and cover them, Lord, and comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I pray for children all over the earth, Lord. I ask you to cover them now in the blood of Jesus. Your children, Lord, and those young girls that's been sold in sex trafficking, and all of those that's in homes that's being mistreated in foster homes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to keep them covered, Lord, and stop anything that's trying to happen to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, Lord. I praise you tonight, Lord. I know the Vatican. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. Those in police officers and police officers and in fire department and Lord, I ask you to cover them. Keep them protected, Lord. Cover them in the blood. Cover their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover the 18-wheelers, Lord, the transfer truck drivers, Lord. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those on cruise ships and airplanes and trains, Lord, keep them all covered, Lord. They are children all over the earth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we don't have nobody to depend on but you, Lord. We don't have nobody, Lord, to protect us but you, Lord. We have to call on you. We have to depend on you, Lord. I depend on you for everything. I depend on you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, for covering people all over the land, Lord. All over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Send your mercy tonight. Send grace, Lord. Your grace is sufficient. I just give you praise, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I magnify you tonight. I glorify you tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask you right now to bless my neighbors, Lord, and bless everybody else, neighbor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now for each one of them. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord. Don't let nothing happen to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless the food that we get. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover the food that we eat in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know exactly what we need. You know when we need it, how we need it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, everyone that wanted to be on our radio broadcast on tonight, but the devil is alive, because I still got a chance to pray for him in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory, and I give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory and praise, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you now. I thank you now. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I thank you now. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I hear God say, peace be with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory on tonight. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he don't want, God don't want us to get so feared of this virus. He don't want us to be afraid of it, but he want us to use our senses to protect ourselves and our family in the name of Jesus. And he got us covered. We covered in the blood of Jesus. But don't follow the rules. You know, it's laws everywhere. Follow them in the name of Jesus. God already protecting us. God already have angels protecting us in the name of Jesus. And this thing going to be over with after a while, but we still got to be careful. Hallelujah. We got to still depend on God because he is the one that is allowing us to even live, because there's so many people that's not here that was here on yesterday, and we just have to be thankful. We say that stuff, but we don't realize it happens in the name of Jesus. God wants us to look to him for everything, depend on him for everything. He is everything. He provides everything. And I just thank God on tonight. I hear the Lord saying that he will take care of you. He will protect you. He will guide you and lead you. All you have to do is ask. You don't even have to say nothing. You can just ask it in your mind. And God said it was some people on here that's off now that need healing in the name of Jesus. And God is our healer. God is our healer. And God's going to heal. He's going to continue. When you look up, your body going to be healed in the name of Jesus. You're not going to know, even think nothing of it. You're just going to start moving like you usually move. And I bind the spirit of cancer. Somebody was on here with cancer in the name of Jesus, and I cut it at the root. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I bind it up. I cast it out. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I bind up high blood pressure. I hear the Lord saying high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of infirmity and disease. I cast you out and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said he's our strength in the time of weakness. When we can make God stronger, hallelujah, and he'll fight for us, hallelujah. He said a battle don't belong to us. It belongs to him. Let him fight every battle. Give it to him. Turn it over to him, because he knows we can't handle it, but he can in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. We give you glory on tonight. We bless your holy name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. I'm just trying to see if I can hear anything else from the Lord. He got it's some more stuff, but it's not for you. It's for somebody else. In the name of Jesus. And he's blessing marriages. God is blessing marriages. He's blessing couples. Couples should pray together in the name of Jesus more in the name of Jesus. He's blessing marriages. He's blessing you to come closer in this time and season. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We ask all these things, these prayers, in Jesus' name and for your glory. And again, I want to just apologize to everybody for the blunder that I made and how Satan attacked me right at the last minute. I should have had that thing. I ain't been doing nothing all day, but that's okay. God knows exactly what he's doing. So it was my fault that things even blundered after I got on here, because I didn't put how many minutes I wanted. I could have put 3 hours up there. I didn't put no hours up there. So that's why I was acting like it was acting and didn't let us get through like that. But it won't happen again by the grace of God. I'm going to be on it. I've been sitting down here waiting for an hour and a half. Satan will mess with your mind if you don't keep your mind on the Lord. And so I'm going to... We're going to be back on Sunday. I have my worship service, and everything will be fine. Everything will be back on. if you want to get on, or who, you know, I'm going to just send it out like I did today, and then I'm going to create the episode tonight and put it on there for Sunday at 3 p.m., 2 o'clock your time, 2 o'clock Central Standard, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's what time, and we'll do it for about an hour, because I think that's Easter Sunday or Passover Sunday. I don't know what it is, because I don't really keep up with it anymore like I used to. But on Sunday, I will have an hour service or an hour and a half, or probably an hour service again, and then we'll go back on our Bible study on Tuesday night, and then Friday night, and then Sunday. So I just appreciate all the ones that was left on the broadcast on tonight. And I want you all to stay prayerful and just look to God. Just look to God. God is a good God. And it's not going to always be like this. And God, he's going to bless us. I'm telling you. But the devil been just showing out, because I've been showing out. I just tell y'all like that. I've been showing out in prayer, and he just been showing out trying to mess up my radio broadcast, but the devil is a liar. We're going to be right back on here on Sunday at 2 o'clock Central and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. So God bless you all. I love y'all. I'm going to have to call some of them people, because it was a few of them on here, and some I can't call because I don't know them. But the ones that I did know, I'm going to call them and explain to them. So God bless y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. And thank y'all for coming on our radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a good night.